Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
We're back at the Roundtable with musician Craig Brenner. I envision journeys as kind of being like roller coaster rides. They got their ups and they got their downs. And so I always like to ask, you know, what are some of, you know, your most notable or the ups and downs that have really impacted you the most as a musician?
One thing that made a big impression on me and is even more part of my heart now, because the person that I'm talking about recently passed away. He was a really good friend of mine. I got to know a conguero, a conga player from New Orleans who played with pretty much all the great musicians down there, Alan Toussaint, Dr. John. Yeah. He was Professor Longhair's conga player.
Yeah.
His name is Alfred Uganda Roberts. And what I did was, early after leaving IU, I started to put together little tapes of myself playing pieces by other people. You know, music, it's just like language. You copy your parents when you speak, and with music, sure, you sort of copy what you hear.
Sure.
So I sent Alfred a tape. I was able to get his address from Allison Miner. She gave me Alfred's contact information. I sent him a tape of me playing some Professor Longhair. And Alfred called me up from New Orleans.
Wow.
And when he first did, I thought it was a prank.
Yeah, I would too.
In a really low voice, he goes, "This is Alfred Roberts. I want to speak to Craig Brenner." And I thought it was somebody putting me on, but that's the way he talks.
Yeah.
And so we became really good friends. And over the years, I spent many, many times with him in New Orleans, where he would take me around to see people. We would jam together. We recorded together. And then I brought him up to Bloomington for our festival 4 different years.
Wow.
And he just recently passed away.
Oh.
But he was one of the first people to sort of mentor me in that style of music. Even
right.
though he wasn't a piano player, he knew the rhythms.
What a great influence. What a great
right.
friendship.
That was the big influence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so sorry for that loss for you and for the world. That story you just told right there, that's the highs and the lows right there in the nutshell, right? I mean, to have that friendship and that camaraderie and mentorship with music, and then to lose him is you know, that's just such a journey with him in your life that I can tell has impacted you a lot. And I appreciate you sharing that story with us today, because that's probably not, with such a recent loss, it's never easy to talk about. So I know you'll continue to honor him in your music, though, because that's what we all do, right? When we lose somebody,
right,
we think about them, and they stay with us, and they stay alive with us that way. So I feel like that's a wonderful, wonderful tale.
You know, I could briefly tell you
yeah.
several other things that were very influential to
oh,
me.
I'd love to hear it, yes.
One was, I sent a tape over to the people who organized the piano stage at the Cincinnati Blues Fest. And they called me and said, "Come on over, we want you to meet a few people."
Oh, wow.
Because they liked the tape. So I got into a room with Big Joe Duskin and Tom Dooley, both of whom were piano players. And Joe's no longer alive, but and Dr. Phil Lemming, who organizes that festival. And they introduced me to a man named Bob Seeley. So Bob's now another one of my mentors that I hang out with as much as I can. He's in his 90s, but he, at a certain point, he was considered the best boogie-woogie player in the world.
Wow.
And he's a living link to the original Big Three, because he was a friend of Meade Lux Lewis,
wow,
who, along with Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson, were, you know, first presented in Carnegie Hall by John Hammond back in the 30s at a concert called From Spirituals to Swing. And he had rounded him up because he heard him on the radio playing
yeah.
in Chicago and Cincinnati and Kansas City. But anyway, that, so Bob is another one.
That's and how then, music stays alive, though, is those original people, even after they've passed on, through the people like you that come through later in their lives, you know, and the connections made, that's how their music and their impact on the world stays alive. And you're continuing that for them and with them. I love that. I love that story.
Thank you. I realized that having a festival like the one that Dr. Lemming in Cincinnati puts on, where he just features piano players all day long on a stage.
Yeah.
I met somebody from France who was playing there when I did, and he invited me to play in France in 2014. So my wife Lori and I both went there. It was a fantastic week. And when we came back, I said, you know, I want to start something like that in Bloomington. And so we did in 2015.
That's great.
And so we've had 5 years of it. The one this year, in 2020, we had to cancel because of the COVID pandemic, but we still have it on schedule to happen next year if everything goes.
Tell everybody the name of the festival.
Oh, sure. It's called Bloomington Boogies, the Bloomington Blues and Boogie Woogie Piano Festival.
That's awesome. So
sort of a long title. We call it Bloomington Boogies for short.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love that you know, traveled to France and did that and were so inspired by that and you brought it back home with you and started your own. And the COVID-19, that leads us right into COVID-19 because I always, you know, as long as we're in the middle of a global pandemic, I'm going to be asking everybody I talk to. So, you know, how has it impacted you and what adjustments are you making? And canceling things like what you just mentioned is par for the course for all of us. But tell us a little bit about COVID-19 and how you're dealing with everything.
Well, it canceled pretty much all of my live performances starting in March.
Yeah.
And I'm down in Florida now. And another reason that COVID has impacted me is because my mother lives here in a full-time skilled long-term care facility. And for several months, I haven't been able to go in.
No.
So even though I'm in the same town, the best we can do is I can look at her through a window, and then we can use our cell phones, and she has an iPad, and we talk, but we see each other.
Yeah.
And that's just so heartbreaking.
Oh,
and that's one of the reasons why I wrote one of those songs that I believe I sent you.
Your song is so beautiful, and it's on our website, CEARTS.org. It's on our latest online arts showcase page, and I just love that song so much. And I got to tell you, it's not exactly the same thing, but last March, not this one, but in 2019, my first grandchild was born. And thank you. He's the love of my life. Don't tell my husband that, but he's the love of both our lives. But and I had him all day from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m, Monday through Friday. I took care of him for a year. And so after spending a year with my little grandson, 11 hours a day, suddenly I couldn't see him anymore. I can't hold him. I can't, you know, we Zoom, you know, every day we Zoom. I'm not forgotten. We're not forgotten from each other, but you're right. It's just not the same thing to have some sort of pane of glass between you, whether it's a remote viewing or literally a window. I mean, it's the saddest, most heartbreaking thing. And I wish for you and your mom that she stays healthy.
Right.
You know, it is the hardest thing to not be able to hug your loved ones. Got to stay safe and, you know, protect ourselves and others and, you know, make it through this so that we can come out the other end and all be together again.
Right.
That includes the live music events. I mean, the arts community is struggling just like other businesses are struggling, you know, and so
to amplify that, I've found that performing musicians are sort of at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to government assistance for us, especially if you're like used to playing a lot of solo performances like me. You don't have you can't get this payroll, whatever it's called.
Exactly.
Payroll protection help.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do about that, but you know, it's just,
I don't either.
There are a lot of people that are doing online things. I'm not really set up for that yet.
I hope you can, because your music is beautiful and it needs to be shared with the world, especially during this time. our world needs the beauty of your music. I truly believe that. And
oh, thank you
so
very much.
I wish you all the best in getting an online presence growing. I'm just so grateful that you joined us today and that I got a chance to meet you sort of in person, virtually, because I truly just love your music so much. I really think it's wonderful. So tell everybody your website, where they can find out more about you, and you know, how to reach you.
Well, it's craigbrenner.com.
Easy to remember, yeah.
BRENNER.com. And also, there is a link there to the festival,
yeah.
Bloomington Boogies website.
Good.
So we have two different websites. One is focused on my compositions and my band. And the other one is all these performers that are from around the world that play blues and boogie-woogie piano.
That's wonderful. Well, I feel like we've had a great conversation, and I thank you so much for being with me at the round table today.
Well, I just really thank you so much for allowing me to be on your...
Oh, it was my honor. It was my honor and my pleasure. So, okay. All right. Thank you so much, Craig. This has been At the Round Table with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Round Table.